With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Beth Griffin was first elected to the State House 2 years ago. The Republican is seeking another 2-year term representing the 66th District, which includes Van Buren County, as well as the city of Parchment and Alamo and Cooper Townships in Kalamazoo County. Beth Griffin, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So if you were to be reelected, what would you like to do with another 2 years in the State House?
Well, first of all, let me just express my gratitude to everyone that I serve. I think it's an honor to be out in the community and to take the priorities that I hear from people. I take what's important to them, and then I advocate for it in Lansing. So if I'm reelected, I'll continue to focus on the all-important road funding and additional investments in K-12 education, and then finally continue to really push hard for the car insurance reform. And that's an ongoing issue that I did vote to bring some reforms to it to help bring rates down. But that particular issue, we at the legislative level, we haven't completed that. We haven't passed a bill yet to that effect. So it's just an ongoing issue for us all.
Right. The bill that you voted for would have given people options for cheaper insurance and
right.
therefore not as comprehensive coverage that they currently get now.
Well, it was about a year ago, but the car insurance reform bill that I voted for actually had 12 different parts to it. One of the biggest parts that I still agree with today and that I would vote on again if I get the chance to in December is it would bring choice to families. And I think it's important that if you want to keep your unlimited coverage, you can keep it. But if due to your budget or your concerns or your specific family situation, if you do not want to continue that, you should have the ability to choose your level of coverage in those cases. And right now, you do not have the ability to do that. You have to take the unlimited. And I just think choice is always better.
Should there also be some sort of audit or transparency with the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association mm-hmm. Fund so that we maybe have a better idea of how much money mm-hmm. is in there and whether or not we need to be charged what we do mm-hmm. to keep that fund solvent?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That was probably one of the first things I learned when I went in to Lansing was I believed as a new legislator that there was no transparency in that fund at all. What I learned was there are audits in place. There are structures that are around it to provide some transparency. And at the same time that all that is true, I do think that there should be more transparency because there are people looking into that and how it's being spent. But to my knowledge, those people looking in on it are insurance agencies and other groups. And I think that there should be an independent look too, because everyone has their own interest at heart sometimes with these things. And so I do think that there's more work to be done in terms of total transparency for MCCA. And I would absolutely support that as well.
You mentioned additional investments in K-12 education. Mm-hmm. Would those be targeted for anything in particular?
As you may recall, I am an educator. I'm 7 through 12 certified in English. Used to teach at Parchment Middle School before my kids were born. And so sitting on education committee, one of the things that I focused in on very quickly was the fact that what I was hearing from people in the district, from small and large businesses was that jobs were so important. And you know, 10 years ago, anecdotally, we had people fleeing the state, the economy was down. And what I was hearing then was, we need businesses to come back to where are the jobs? Well, now the conversation's completely different. It says businesses are saying, we want to expand, where are the people? And there's a gap between skills that kids have coming out of high school and what job requirements are asking of new employees. And so I focused on increasing funding for CTE education because there's that gap there.
And explain what CTE is real quickly.
CTE is a career and technical education training. So it could be in the case of K-12, what it is vocational training. So it could be how to work a lathe. It could be health education. It could be any ISD training that has to do with the skilled trades.
And how much of that can you do at the high school level? How much of that may have to be community college based?
It's a blending of it, I believe. And for example, in the ISD in Van Buren County, there was a business that needs welders, 3 to 4 welders a year, and the ISD trains students to go in to the welding position, and then the business actually does some additional training when they come from the ISD. So there's communication there between the business and the school. And in those cases where the businesses communicate directly with the ISDs and work together is actually the best case scenario. But there are also great programs out there at the community college level that do the same thing. I think the key there, though, as a teacher, and my kids are in 8th and 9th grade here, and a business owner, the key is communication. It's absolutely so great to hear businesses talking to those community colleges, to the 4-year colleges, and to high schools, so that they all understand what skills the kids need to have to fill those job openings that are out there in our community.
Your district includes the city of Parchment, where there was an advisory where people were told not to drink their water for a while because of PFAS contamination. Mm-hmm. What more does the state need to do about that? Not just, you know, in this part of the state, but statewide.
Yeah. To give you a little bit of context for that, what's been happening over the last several months, and we all know that the PFAS situation in Parchment emerged relatively recently compared to some of the first conversations about PFAS were not in Parchment, but there's a large group, and it's called MPART, and it was created specifically to connect experts in the field, legislators, and concerned groups around what is the threat, what is the short and the long-term effects. And so as legislators, honestly, we're still learning a whole lot about PFAS. The short game, though, is that we need to start investing in better testing. And sometimes, as a state, we're still trying to figure out the short and the long term game. But most of all, we just want to keep residents their drinking water safe.
So. We're going to have to leave it there. Republican State Representative Beth Griffin is running for re-election in the 66th State House District, which includes Van Buren County as well as Northwest Kalamazoo County. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.